Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Success Circle Business Accelerator Call. This call takes place every second Tuesday of each month, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates. Welcome, all new members of the Success Circle. You're going to love these calls because I take it a little bit deeper in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, and this is a great way to refresh your memory about the different strategies that we discuss in the system. If you're not yet an alumni of that program, I encourage you to do register for that program. It's going to be able to enhance your ability to move quickly ahead or ahead quicker and enhance your marketing. The purpose of these calls, again, is to dive deeper into the Entrepreneurial Edge system, and the purpose of our Q&A calls that are on the fourth Tuesday of each month is to answer any questions that you do have. For the remainder of this year, we are going to have those calls. However, in the new year, we're going to be rolling out the brand new calls that are going to be happening also the fourth Tuesday of each month, and that is our influencer exchange calls. And what that is you're going to have the ability to network with other people in the Success Circle on those calls. So we're real excited about rolling that out. There's a lot of technical things that need to happen. So we're getting those ready for you, and just another enhancement that we've made to the Success Circle. So welcome. I know some of you are still coming on the call. But we're going to get started because I have a lot of really great ways to attract exactly the right prospects. Before I get started, though, I do want to let you know of some upcoming events that are happening. On Thursday, October 11th, the prosperity expert, Randy Gage, I'm interviewing him on Thursday. Most of you know my radio shows on Wednesday morning. But Randy Gage is coming out with his new book, Risky is the New Safe. I've got to tell you, I've got a copy early of this book, and it is going to be a conversation starter and very controversial. So if you haven't picked up your copy, you can pick it up at riskyisthenewsafe.com or Amazon or any place that books are sold. Also, mark your calendars for October 23rd. Again, that's our Q&A call. November 13th is our next Business Accelerator call. And also as a heads up for the Success Circle members who have not yet registered for the Wake Up Profitable event in April, I know it's early, but we are already, we already have seats taken. So I want to make sure that you get your seat if you have not yet already, and that is going to happen. You're going to get a message this week that is inviting you to save big as a Success Circle member. And again, I know some of you have already registered, so that doesn't apply to you, and you don't want to have to worry about getting the message because you're already registered for the Wake Up Profitable event in April. So, well, let's get started. Today's event or today's call is the 101 ways to attract exactly the right prospects. So I'm sure a lot of you, as a business owner, you network, you market, and you can get caught up in habits that sometimes do nothing to attract exactly the right prospects. You get off kilter a little bit, right? And all the stuff that you have been working on, you may want to take a second look. It might need some up-leveling. So on this Success Circle call, I'm going to cover 101 strategies and tactics to attract exactly the right prospects who want to work with you without breaking the bank or breaking your back. Okay. So I'm going to go through those. If you don't have your pen and paper handy, you might want to get that. I'm also going to share with you as we go along some of the most common mistakes that people make when implementing these strategies, and you really be surprised. I'm still surprised at how often it happens, but I want you to be aware of it so you don't make some of these mistakes. How to also easily create synergy among all of your marketing strategies so that you pre-qualify your prospects and grow your community always, all right? Because that's the name of the game. You want to make sure that you're always growing your community, and if you don't yet have a list, all right, you want to start cultivating that list and start getting things in place so that you can grow your list. I'll also share with you some clever ways to monetize your marketing systems so that you wake up profitable and wake up with money in your bank account. So nothing like waking up profitable, let me tell you. All right, now let's get started. Now, for some of you who've been through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, these might be a review, and some of these are going to be brand new for you. So let's get started. Number one, the first way to attract exactly the right prospect, you've heard me say it before, I'll say it again, you need to be exact to attract, right? You need to be exact to attract. So often people make the mistake of casting a wide net. What does this mean exactly, and what does this sound like? Well, being specific about who your ideal client is so that your specific referral partners, for example, know exactly who to send you. They have a picture in their mind so that when they meet this person, it's really easy for them to to bring up your name, to say, hey, have you heard of, you know, whomever? And this is important because I know many of you are struggling with that niche, but look at it and or maybe trying to pull yourself in two different directions. But first, grow the one niche, grow the one, the one ideal client, and then grow that other client once you have a handle on that one ideal client. Okay? So be specific or be exact to attract is number one. Number two, update your website so that it details who your ideal client is and even perhaps who your ideal client or who you don't work with. So who you do work with and who you don't work with. Now, of course, you want to be tactful. You don't want to say, I don't work with idiots, right? We don't want to do that. But we do want to say, you know, there are some certain attributes that of people that we don't, you know, maybe you don't want to work with somebody who doesn't follow through or do what they say they're going to do or is a chronic complainer. You know, it's okay to put those things up on your website because then those people will pre-qualify themselves or there's a greater chance that they will pre-qualify themselves out. But you also want to really focus, though, your efforts on who you do want to attract, who you like to work with. You know, and it doesn't mean that the other person is going to necessarily pre-qualify themselves out. They may. So if they don't fit your description, be okay with that. All right. Just understand very clearly who your ideal client is, and update your website so that it deals who you work with. You know, I mean, maybe. You know, when you look at a plumber, there are some plumbers that only do commercial and plumbers that do. Residential. So you want to say, we only work with residential clients. Okay? And if you have a geographic area, you want to be very specific on your website. We work in this specific geographic area. Maybe it's Michigan. Maybe it's, California. Maybe it's wherever. If you don't have those geographic boundaries, then you can say that. You know, we offer a variety of online programs so that we work with people in over 11 countries, whatever. So those are some things you want to have on your website so that you're attracting exactly those right prospects. Number three, you want to use your website to pre-qualify your prospects with frequently asked questions. With frequently asked questions. And the reason for this is it's just going to save you a whole lot of time when you do meet with someone. And a lot of people do ask me, well, how can we guarantee that they read it before they contact us? Well, many people do go to a website first, but make it part of your intake process. Have you been to this section of my website? Please read this before we meet. And then ask them, did you have a chance to read the website? Face-to-face meeting is confirmed, you can ask them, did you do your pre-work or is part of your pre-work set that expectation to read the frequently asked questions? So again, that helps again to pre-qualify your prospects. Number four, when networking, be specific on exactly who you work with. again, I said this earlier, is paint that picture in your referral partner's mind on who you work with. So when networking, be specific on exactly who you work with. Paint the picture in your referral partner's mind. Number five, offer excellent customer service with your existing clients. Your existing clients are going to be your sales force. Bar none, they're going to be your sales force. So you want to be able to offer excellent customer service with those existing clients. You also can ask them for referrals on a regular basis. Maybe quarterly you send a letter to them. Hey, my business is done by referrals. Who do you know who? Fits this category and you can refer. Number six, include testimonials on your website. Now, I understand that financial planners can't do this. However, for those of you that can, give testimonials on your website or have your include testimonials on your website from satisfied customers. Again, this enhances your credibility, and when people check you out on your website, and they will, you have this credibility factor, this way of people touching base with you, or this way of people seeing the work that you've done when they touch base with you. Number seven, you want to give opportunities for your clients to perhaps bring a friend to your live events. All right? I do this every year. Is the people that register for my event, I say, you know, would you like to bring a friend? And, oh, here, by the way, here's a coupon to do it. And so they can bring a friend to them, especially people from out of town. They're more apt to come to your live events when you do that. And then people, you know, generally like to, you know, bring a business partner. Maybe they're bringing their spouse because they're in business together. And it gives you an opportunity to serve more people and serve exactly the right client. Number eight, you want to join or start a referral group for the sole purpose of passing referrals. So join or start a referral group. And in that referral group, you want to make sure it's a strategic group that has the same or similar target market so that it makes referring them very easy to you. So join or start a referral group for the sole purpose of passing referrals. And if you guys all have the same referral network or target market, it's a lot easier to pass referrals that way. So number nine, hire someone to program your lead generation system. You know, there's a lot of people that specialize in lead generation. Jane Birch from Marketing Monsoon does it for websites. Laura Rubenstein implements it for Facebook. She's with Social Buzz Club. Nate Kiefman for LinkedIn, he's got a lead generation system that he does specifically for LinkedIn. So, or you can, you know, implement your own lead generation system by yourself on your website. But when you do have that specific lead generation page, you can pre-qualify your prospects before they even contact you. You can add value by having them have a free download or of an ebook or audio. So these are really great ways to make sure that you're continuously attracting exactly the right prospect. Number 10, you want to stay in touch with your prospects and make sure that when they are ready to do business, you are top of mind. And you do this by having a very high content e-zine or e-newsletter. Or maybe you have a hard copy newsletter. You know, that's another choice. But stay in touch with them. The more that you stay in touch with them, they may not be ready to buy. They may be even before your looking zone. And what that means is before the looking zone is they're not quite ready to buy from you. But when they are ready to buy, you're going to be top of mind, so they're going to appreciate and get your information, read it, and when they're ready, you'll be top of mind because you're providing this really great high-value e-zine, magazine, newsletter, whatever. So stay in touch with them, and you'll attract more of them, because if somebody's not ready to buy from you, they're certainly going to tell their friends about you. They're going to tell your friends about you and say, you know, I get this e-zine. It just comes up in conversation. And so then you attract exactly the right client. Number 11, you want to turn your website pages into your lead generation machine, right? Because people lose valuable email subscribers because they just simply don't create a website that is really friendly and converts exactly the right prospect. So you want to have that opt-in form very visible on, you know, all your pages, so that no matter what page they're on, you know, there's an opt-in for them. Number 12, you want to ask. You want to give people what they want, not what you think they want. And a simple ask can be part of your lead generation system, especially if you've implemented my systematizing and monetizing section of the Entrepreneurial Edge system. So remember that there is that option to give people, just ask them, you know, what is your biggest frustration? What is your biggest struggle? They're going to appreciate that you're asking them that question. And that's another way to attract exactly the right prospect. Why? Because you're asking them and then you're delivering on those products and services that they said that they needed or wanted or help solve their problem. And you're going to get that by creating that ask database. Number 13, you want to also convert people that subscribe maybe to your blogs after they read your content. So let's say somebody got to a blog that you have on your website. You want to, they're going to read it, right? They're going to read that article. Maybe they found it just by searching. They landed on your blog on a certain page of your blog, and they're reading your content. And after they've read your content, they really like you, but there's no opt-in. So you want, it's the perfect time to have an opt-in, and maybe at the end of your article, or maybe you have a right column on your website while they're reading that has an opt-in there. So again, another way to convert a prospect that landed on a separate page of your website, maybe your blog page, a blog page, or a specific blog article that you can then convert. Because if they've gotten all the way down to your article, chances are they're interested in what you have. So make sure there's a powerful call to action. One of the things that I have, too, and I'll talk about this in one of these, is I have my lead generation page at the end of my bio on my articles that I put in newsletter directories. I'll talk about that in a little bit, but that's a great way for, you know, convert people directly to your lead generation page. Now, why do you want to send them to your lead generation page as opposed to your website? Simple. Because your lead generation page gives them one option. That one option is put your name and email address in the link provided or in the section provided, or they don't and they go away, and that's okay because you're pre-qualifying them. If they go to your website has a lot of links on it, so they could get lost in the links and never convert, never put their name and email address to get a free whatever that you offer. So again, this is connecting all the different ways that you market. So if you market through article marketing, you put it on an e-zine directory. At the end of that article, make sure that you have your lead generation site there so they can opt in. Number 14, and I kind of alluded to this, some of you may have a sidebar on your website, and to help you get more newsletter signups or to convert more, make sure that it's very clear and up at the top how they can opt in. So I know a lot of times people will make the mistake of having you know, random widgets or badges or links or other stuff or other categories on their website, yet it does nothing to make it easy for the person to opt in. When you have, so make sure that your sidebar is really clean, that it's free from any clutter and any distractions. Number 15, offer special downloads, like maybe how-to guides. So when they sign up for the download, give them also an opportunity to sign up for your newsletter, or even better yet, when they do that, tell them that they're also going to get your weekly business growth tips or, you know, weekly health tips or whatever your easing is about. And be clear about what that is, what the transformation is that they're going to get. So that's an extra, almost as if it's an extra bonus they get when they download something, download your ebook. Number 16, you might want a sponsor to attract your ideal clients. Sponsor a fun contest, and be clear that when people enter, they'll be signed up to receive your newsletter or your easing. You know, this again is a great way to get people in, opting in, marketing to them. And remember, if they do choose at a later date to opt out, it's okay. Why? Because they're not your ideal client. You know, they, if they say, you know, I'd never buy from you, great. Okay, get off the list. It's okay to opt out. Because this is all about attracting exactly the right prospect who will eventually do business with you. Maybe sooner, maybe later, but you want people on your list that are going to eventually do business with you. So that was 16, sponsor a fun contest. And again, maybe the fun contest is, you know, the most creative way you, I don't know, fill in the blank. The most, you know, it's something that has to do maybe with what you teach and your line of business. Number 17, you want to create a sign-up form with maybe multiple topics, and people segment themselves based on topics. So that's another way to opt them in, and a great way to segment your list. If you know, I know some people have, for example, they work with different kinds of industries. You're growing your business, you're growing your list, so you have multiple industries that you work with. Maybe you work with chiropractors, but you also work with retail retail stores. Number 18, in your email messages, simply offer great content. And, you know, I can't underestimate this as a way to attract your prospects. So a lot of people say, oh, great, you know, we got people on the list. But the idea is, you've got to make sure that every message that you send out continues to not only pre-qualify but add value to your prospect. And that's really, really key. So in your email messages that you do send out, or your e-newsletters or your e-zines, make sure that the content is high value. And it doesn't have to be long to be effective. In fact, there's busy, busy people out. If you have it in more easy, digestible segments or tips that they can implement and have short-term wins, the better. Number 19, ask your readers to forward your newsletter to either their friends or people that, you know, would be, could use the information. You know, so ask them. Hey, forward it to a friend. Forward it to its entirety. I have that in my newsletter, by the way. So ask the readers to forward your e-newsletter to friend, to their friends. Number 20, ask readers to share with their social networks and include a link to your sign-up form in each edition so that they can easily share that information. Number 21, this may seem counterintuitive, but it really isn't, because this is about attracting exactly the right prospects. Number 21 is respect all opt-outs. So it's better to lose a subscriber than to have a person that tags you as a spammer. So immediately take them off the list if they have asked you to. Now, even if they've asked you, even if they haven't used the unsubscribe button, because interestingly, even though that there is an unsubscribe button on every, or an opt-out button, on every single e-zine that we send out, invariably, there are people that just don't use it or don't look, you know, don't look for it, I don't know, maybe don't see it, and they respond to the email and say, you know, take me off your list or unsubscribe. In that case, just delete them from your database and make sure that they're, you know, immediately taken off. Number 22, put a link in your sign-up form in your email signature. So at the bottom of your email signature, a lot of people will tend to, this is great marketing real estate, by the way, and they won't, really won't maximize it. But when you, at the end of your signature, you may want to just pre-program it that every time you send out an email, you know, sign up for weekly, you know, health tips with the link to your e-zine. Because, again, you never know when somebody, maybe somebody's introducing you to someone else or making a connection for you through email, and they have your e-news or your contact information in your signature line. This is a really great way to attract somebody into your list. Number 23, audit all of your paper forms and make sure you're asking for an email address just as you would a mailing address or a phone number or anything of that nature. So you might want to do a quick audit of any forms that you have or intake forms that you have. Number 24, when people register for your events, when they're registering from your events, invite them to also receive your newsletter or include it. So any of my webinars that I have, they're automatically included and receive the weekly business growth tips that I provide. And again, it's a great way if people are registering for your event, they're already interested in obviously the topic or the subject matter that you're going to be covering, so you want to make sure that you maximize that as well. I can't tell you enough how many people don't take advantage of that. You know, as I'm coaching people. So when I go through this list, you might think, oh, wait a minute, that's right, I'm not doing this. This is why I'm doing this. Because there's a lot of times that we do an event that we're really not taking advantage of the entire marketing opportunities that are there. So really take a look at when you are doing something, is there an option to get their information and have them opt in? Number 25, include a newsletter sign-up form at every speaking engagement to have them opt in and do a drawing for everyone who fills out that information. So maybe you give away a book or whatever at a speaking engagement, you do a you know, a drawing, and say, you know, put your name and address there. You'll receive my weekly business growth tips. So you're all winners today. And oh, by the way, I'm going to do a drawing for whatever this, you know, and then explain what it is that you're giving away as an enticement for them to fill out their information. What I do on my speaker sheet that we raffle is I also let them know in that they're going to be added to the e-zine. Even though I say it, I also put it in writing in there, because then I have it in writing and that they wanted to be added to the list. Number 26, make it easy and quick for your visitors to sign up. And their name and email address is plenty. If you want to get their address, their mailing address, you may want to add a later date, offer an enticement for them to get a CD from you and then put in their name and address in there later. But initially, make it quick and easy for your visitors to your website or to your lead generation site to make it real easy for them to sign up. They don't even have to think about it. Number 27, be very clear, persuasive, be honest as to what your subscriber is going to receive and how they're going to benefit from subscribing. And so simply saying, oh, you know, sign up for my e-zine is not enough. What's the takeaway that they're going to have? So you might want to include a customer quote or something of that nature. Sound good? Let's see, number 28. This is really important to developing trust with your prospects, and that is addressing any privacy concerns by having a no-spamming policy and or having a no-spamming emblem on your website. You know, so this is really an important feature that a lot of people don't have. And, you know, the greatest fear that people have is they're going to receive an avalanche of spam if they put their name and email address on a list, you know. So tell them that you respect their privacy, you don't rent, sell, you know, their list or their information. Number 29, you also may want to perhaps add either incentives for people to sign up, special offers, VIP programs, discounts. So those are some options for you for people to sign up at maybe your events or when they're purchasing a product. And again, if they're purchasing a product, it should feed into also them receiving maybe your weekly e-zine as well. Number 30, you want to create specific a specific lead generation system or page. Okay. I alluded to creating a turning your website into a lead generation, but you can also have a separate lead generation page specifically designed to build your list and pre-qualify your prospects. Number 31, include testimonials on your social media pages. Again, this is a really great way to give you credibility and attract those exact clients because people are going to see themselves in the testimonial. They may have a friend who did business with you. They see your friend on your testimonial, and suddenly you're getting a lot more traffic because somebody they know knows you. So take a look at including testimonials on your LinkedIn page, and that's a great way to add some credibility. Number 32, include a sign-up button on your newsletter or maybe even a text link to your subscription page. So, and the reason for this is if a subscriber that's already on your list forwards it to a friend, even a coworker, they can, you know, it can really increase your sign-ups, and they're going to send it generally to people like them that need your information. So this is a great way to attract new people and also to build your list. Number 33, create a maybe a newsletter repository. This is also a great way, this is an archive of all of your newsletters, and that people can get the archive if they opt in. Great way to attract people into your business and exactly the right clients who or prospects who are interested in the topics that you write about. Number 34, include a forward to a friend or even share links in your newsletter and your promotions. Okay, this is great word of mouth, a powerful viral technique too with email marketing. And if they find your information useful, they'll pass it on. And you'll multiply your readers and your prospects that way. Number 36, encourage a reprint of your newsletter. So as long as they use your attribution in there or your bio or whatever you have, they can redistribute your information. So there's a lot of websites and webmasters that are looking for high quality information and topics, and if they reprint your newsletter, you'll get new subscribers, you'll get traffic, and you'll also be able to get links to your website. So again, that's creating more traffic for you. Number 37, use Google AdWords campaigns. You know, so maybe you're promoting your newsletter subscription or product launch or something of that nature. Maybe a video training that you can opt into. Number 38, you can use your mailing list. If you have a physical mailing list, send a postcard to your customers, offer a discount maybe for opting into your newsletter. Number 39, contact other newsletter publishers or vendors that have your same ideal clients that you're looking to get in front of. Maybe you can promote their newsletter because they are complementary, not a competitor, but as a way to promote their newsletter, and in turn, they'll promote your newsletter. Great way to get opt-ins, especially to a certain target market. I mentioned this before as part of another way to get your exact prospect is to promote your newsletter in article directories, like eZine Articles is one of them. So at the end of your bio box, you want to make sure you either have your lead generation page listed or site listed in there. And that's a really great way to attract more of your ideal prospects and quality subscribers to your newsletter. Number 41, promote your newsletter at every marketing touch point. So, you know, if you're doing a PowerPoint presentation, you know, how can you get people to opt in? Use your voicemail. Even on your voicemail, direct them to your website or your lead generation site. It really only adds seconds to a voicemail. And oh, by the way, you know, for business growth tips, for health tips, visit our website or, you know, visit this site for healthy tips. Okay, so this is another great way to attract your ideal clients. Number 43, you want to use a hard copy collateral. Make sure to get some encouraging email subscriptions on any direct mails that you do, on your catalogs, on your brochures, on your print advertisements. Again, great way to attract clients so that when they're ready to do business, you're top of mind. On your business cards, number 44, you know, lots of business cards are blank on the back. Use them as your mini billboard. Offer, you know, sign-up instructions to your, you know, your eZine, or maybe, you know, again, free business growth tips or, you know, health tips. Number 45, those thank you emails that you send when somebody purchases from you, make sure that they include maybe a link to your newsletter, or maybe you automatically sign them up. Number 46, during interviews, as you do interviews on radio and TV, mention your newsletter, mention your freebies or your free ebook. Number 47, put your form on your Facebook page. It is possible to embed your sign-up form on your Facebook page. I don't know how to, you know, the step-by-step, but I know Laura Rubenstein does, so you might want to contact her at socialbuzzclub.com. Number 48, put the link to your lead generation page on LinkedIn. Okay, that's really easy. Number 49, you can also get subscribers directly, targeted subscribers. I've not used the service, but others have, and it's at getsubscribers.com. It's a way of building your list. and getting prospects, ideal prospects. Number 50, have a social media page with quotes and links to your lead generation page. 51, develop your own Facebook or LinkedIn group with people of the same target market. So that if you have a group that's limited to this target market, anytime you post, maybe they shout out your posts and you do the same. Again, remember that's the spirit of reciprocity at its finest. So if you want them to post your stuff, you want to make sure that you post their stuff. Number 52, in your Twitter autoresponder, for those of you that are on Twitter, invite people to download your ebook or your free tips. Great way to attract clients, and this can be done automatically. Number 53, free webinars. Remind your subscribers of your webinar and ask them to tell their friends or other business owners who, you know, who do you know that is interested in this topic? And when they do, it unlocks a free gift. Maybe you send them a free gift. Number 54, free teleseminars. Same thing as free webinars, but only this is teleseminars. Again, when they tell other people about it, that maybe it unlocks a free gift. Number 55, a password-protected resource page. This is a great way for people to opt in. Maybe you have teaser information that they can get access to, but in order to get the full article, they have to put their name and email address in. And you know if they're looking at the article, they're interested already in the topic. So the chances are they're going to be potentially a fit as a prospect. Number 56, targeted mailing. So don't forget, even though a lot of the things that I'm referring to are online, think about some of the targeted mailings that you can do that bring people or send people to your sign-up page. So a targeted direct mail is also a good way to integrate both online and your offline or direct mail pieces. 57, work with your affiliates to assist you. Affiliates are individuals that sign up that receive perhaps a bonus whenever they shout out your ebook on social media and they attach your link, their affiliate link, and so that anytime anybody buys from you in the future, they'll get a commission as your affiliate. Affiliate programs are wonderful ways to get in front of your target market. Because essentially you are arming your affiliate, which become your sales force, with the tweets or the social media mentions that you want them to say. And so when other people that are in their community see it, they're going to be attracted and maybe opt in. And when later on, when that person buys from you, that prospect buys from you, that person that referred them initially that put it on their social media site is your affiliate, they'll get an affiliate commission. Number 58, video blogs. Now, when you add your videos to YouTube, there's a description where you can put the description of the video. Remember to also put the link to your lead generation page. All right, this is because they're on your video, they might, you know, subscribe to your RSS feed, but you also want another way to invite them to connect with you. Number 59, you also want to reward your subscribers. However you do that, maybe it's a special gift for being on your list, but you want to do something extra special that people that are just connected with you on social media don't get. All right, maybe it's a downloadable ebook or something of that nature, but you really want to make sure that you're rewarding your existing subscribers just for being a subscriber. Number 60, you want to swap links with your referral partners, perhaps on your website, so your referral partners have links to their website, and you on yours have theirs, their links. Number 61, you want to add to your marketing, your online marketing, your free gift or your lead generation page or your free ebook, and you want to make sure that on a regular basis that that's placed on social media. Now, you don't want to do it every single day, but, you know, if you have it on every month, hey, did you see my free ebook? You know, get more clients now, go to, and then you have a link. But make that as part of a recurring thing that gets blasted out there on social media. Because remember, you're growing your social media, you're growing people that you've connected with, maybe at a networking event, and they're going to see your streams. You want to, if they're a potential ideal prospect, you want to have them opt in. Not only do you want to ask your affiliates, but this is number 62, ask your referral partners to send out an email to their social media with your free ebook, your opt-in. Okay, so not only your affiliates, but also asking your referral partners. Number 63, you also want to write a letter to your existing list, asking them to refer people that they know. And if they do, perhaps you give them a free CD or audio or something that entices them. Number 64, create a high-value CD and create an opt-in for it. Maybe you give it free, or maybe you give it free in exchange for their address. So now that you have their address, you can also not only communicate through email or through your e-zine or through social media, but now that you have their hard copy, you can send a postcard. And this is a really great way of linking both direct mail and your online strategies. And you know, offering them a high-value CD on a topic they would be interested is a great way for them to opt in. Or maybe you just say, hey, pay the shipping and handling, and I'll send it to you. But you get their you get their address, their mailing address. So that's a really great way to do that. Number 65, create a telesummit where others help you to co-market. This is one event. The wonderful Jen August is a friend of mine, an EBC Evolutionary Business Council member, asked me to be on her telesummit. So I was one of the speakers in her telesummit, but we all helped, and there were a bunch of us that helped promote her telesummit. It was a huge success, providing opt-ins to her and to us that were similar target markets. Number 66, your radio show, add your lead generation page as a promotion. So if you have a radio show, remember through your radio show, if you do a promotion in the middle of your show to make sure, I know some of you are implementing that as part of your marketing mix, you want to make sure that you let people know about your free ebook or your free audio or your white paper or your downloadable events or downloadable audio or CD. This is just a really wonderful platform for you to promote your business. So number 67, once you're done with that radio show, it goes into podcasting, and that's number 67. But podcasting is not only from a radio show. You can podcast and get things into iTunes without having a radio show. But again, remember to have a promotion within your podcast for people to download something so that you can attract your ideal clients. And you know what, I got to get the 68, but I have to get a little bit of water here. 68, pay-per-click advertising. So whether it's Google AdWords, whether it's Facebook, take a look at the pay-per-click advertising. Sometimes people do have really great results with that. Some of my clients have had mixed results. But again, that goes back to number one, you have to be exact to attract if you're going to do pay-per-click advertising. Number 69, you want to participate in a giveaway event where a bunch of marketers get together and offer products for free as a way to also build their list with a target market. And so visitors do, if you do set this up, visitors do have to opt in for each product. But sometimes if you all have a same target market, this is a really great way to have some targeted traffic so that you all benefit. Number 70, there are software directories. They get a ton of traffic. You can have software directories with your target market and have something give away or send them to your lead generation site. You can also, with a software, so software directories, you build a software, a simple software. I'm sure they have apps too, app sites now, but when they add their information in, they download your software that does whatever it does, then you can also, you'll get their information because they'll download your software. You can have this on your website. And when they do, they put their name and email address. Again, that can get you really targeted traffic, and they are getting something of value. Number 71, take advantage of or also the organic listings. So, for example, if you're a weight loss coach, type that in. All right, so Google breaks it down to the paid advertisements and then the organic listings. Now, what a lot of people do is they don't even go to the paid advertisements. They simply go to the organic listing, right? So if you have this organic listing, make sure that you come up on it. So you may have to look at some SEO strategies for your website so that you do come up on those organic searches. But it's a great way to attract your ideal clients. Number 72, forums. Forums are a really great way to attract clients. For example, if you're, I don't know, maybe you're a speaker, you know, there's a speaker match. And go on the forums and comment and, you know, create relationships on those forums. Post your own articles. Recently, I posted an article about how to get good buzz. Well, one gentleman said, you know, you should do an article on how to get a good buzz. Since for all of us who took a second look at your article, your title, and I kind of laughed and I responded back. And but these are, you know, forums are a great way to take your social media one step forward, one step and up-level it by creating relationships with people. So don't underestimate the power of forums. And it doesn't have to take you all day, just maybe 5 minutes commenting on different people's articles or participating in a conversation will do the trick. And I've gotten prospects that way too by being on different sites and making comments. People see it, they click on your information, they click on you, and of course then they sign up for your newsletter. Number 73, there are such things as joint venture events where you have joint venture partners. There's formal joint venture businesses that only focus on joint venture communities, or you can create your own joint venture partners or events that you all co-market an event to the same target market to bring in traffic. Again, you want to always have an opt-in. Number 74, trade shows. Trade shows are really great ways to bring in targeted traffic, especially trade shows that have your ideal clients in mind. 75, media appearances. Media appearances are great ways to attract your ideal clients. And during the media interviews, TV interviews, you also want to make sure that you mention, I alluded to this earlier, your lead generation site for more information. Number 76, be a guest columnist for a website in your area of genius. So if you're a business coach, go on entrepreneur.com, inc.com, and cultivate a relationship with the editors and see about writing an article. At the end of that article is your bio, and people click on that. So it's a great way to hang out in places your ideal clients hang out. Or maybe it's a website that, if chiropractors are your ideal client, go to the chiropractic associations. Number 77, quarterly, send out a formal letter or a letter to your referral partners, maybe family members, people that you know, referral sources that ask for referrals, and identify specifically who those are. Make it super simple for people to respond to you, and maybe you even ask them what would make a good referral for them. Again, this is a really great way to bring in your exact ideal client. Number 78, speak only at organizations where you get in front of your ideal prospects. And this is a big mistake that I often see people make, that they start speaking in front of anybody just to get the practice. Unfortunately, they end up spending a lot of time, effort, and money and don't get in front of their ideal prospects. So really be choosy in getting in front of the organizations that will get you in front of your ideal prospects. You can also monetize that, because many times, even if you do something for or do some speaking for free, they'll allow you to sell maybe at the back of the room or after your speech or your products. And again, this is a great way to monetize your speaking. Number 79, network only at places that get you in front of your referral partners or your prospects. And I know that sounds funny, but time and time again, as people go through their preferred client profile, when they're going through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, they realize, wow, I've been networking at places that will never get me in front of my ideal prospects. Because they're networking with their peers, or they're not being very strategic about it. So really look at where you're networking. Number 80, invest in your personal development. Now, how is this going to look at your ideal prospects? Because each time you invest in your personal development, you will think differently. You'll get a new perspective. There are a lot of ways to invest in yourself, whether it's picking up a self-help book, whether it's 10 minutes a day reading that self-help book in the morning. There are different ways to invest in your personal development. Each time that I do, I at least get 20% return, if not more, or 20 times my investment, because I think differently about it, or it generates an idea or thought, or even the way that I'm looking at my business. Number 81, have a likable brand. I know that when you're first getting into video, sometimes there's a tendency to try to emulate somebody else. Just be yourself, and just have a very likable brand that people connect with. One of the clients and mastermind partners that I have is Sharon McGrill with the Betty Brigade, who has a fantastic, fun, and likable branding. A lot of people call her Betty, even though that's not her name, but her branding is so spot on. It's black and white, and it just really is, she really, her brand is, kind of her. It's fun. It's likable. They're an organization, personal organization company, and they do a great job. But again, have people connect with your brand. Number 82, share your clients' results. be specific as possible, not only having their testimonials on your website, but drawing traffic to those testimonials, having that on social media, integrating that in social media. Talk about your case studies. What were the results of your clients, if you can? And again, those are great ways to attract your ideal clients because they will see themselves in your stories. They will see themselves and want to connect with you. Number 83, give referrals. The best way to get referrals for your ideal prospects is to give them. So make sure that on a regular basis you are charting how many referrals that you're giving. So if you want more, it might mean that you have to give more. Number 84, you want to build trust by being consistent. Number one, the way to attract your ideal prospects is by being consistent. But if you're talking about something on social media one day and then you're talking about something else and another day and you have three different businesses, you're going to confuse your prospects. So remember to make sure that you're not only exact, but that you're consistent in your messaging. Number 85, you've got to promote yourself. Like it or not, if you want to be in business a year from now, you do have to promote yourself. And that doesn't mean being salesy. It just simply means taking full advantage of every marketing asset that you have or taking full advantage of opportunities to promote yourself in a really genuine way, an authentic way. And again, simply acknowledging or sharing your client's successes is, in essence, promoting yourself. Number 86, you also want to give generously. And, you know, there is that fine line with free consultations. You want to give generously in your videos, in your blogs. But in free consultations, a lot of my clients have turned their consultations more into paid consultations. That separates your tire kickers from your ideal prospects simply by changing that model, that business model, to when you do meet with somebody, an introductory meeting, that it's going to be paid. Many of my clients have made that switch and are glad that they do because they no longer feel like they're giving away their valuable advice for free, yet that consultation, that initial consultation, is of great value to their prospect, so they do charge for it. Number 87, you also want to share your story. A really great way of having and attracting your ideal prospect is by sharing your story. Don't worry, I'm not going to share my tire iron story. but I know many of you have heard it already. But it's a really, really great way for people to connect with you. So whether you have it on your website or you speak about it, it's a really great way of having people connect with you. And it's probably not by any surprise that I work with a lot of entrepreneurs who have had wonderful careers in corporate, as did I many years ago, but so they connect with that on a level. So remember to share your story. Number 88, you want to develop your unique selling point. You know, I'm a systems guru. People sort of have dubbed me that way. What makes you very unique? So what's your unique selling point? You know, nobody takes a systems approach. People take process or they talk about systems, but they don't take a systems approach, which differentiates me among any other business strategists out there. So really take a look at what really makes you unique so that you can articulate that and attract those ideal prospects. Number 89, you want to be accessible, but not too accessible. How many times people have said, oh my gosh, you called me? You know, they were shocked when they, you know, signed up for my Wake Up Profitable event, and they were like, oh my gosh, you called me. Now, do I get to call everybody that comes there? No, not necessarily, but I do make some random calls so people feel that I'm accessible. Not too accessible where you're giving away your valuable advice for free all the time and you feel taken advantage of, you want to, you know, set boundaries. But you do want to connect with your prospects, and that's important to me, so I make it a priority. Number 90, you want to simplify complex stuff. All right. A great way to attract your ideal clients is to make something that seems complex very simple. Help them, even if it's through a video blog or a written blog, to simplify something. Great way to attract your ideal clients. Number 91, put your marketing on autopilot. Again, that's creating consistency. It's also creating trust over time. So when you put your marketing on autopilot, people see the consistent messaging, and they know that you're a person that they can do business with, and you will be in business a year from now because, you know, people don't want to do business with somebody who may not be in business or who may not be serious about their business. So you want to make sure that you don't put that out there by not having consistent marketing. Number 92, you want to be really focused on who you work with. And this goes back to something that I said earlier, is are you having three different businesses that you're trying to market, you know, and it's sending off the wrong signals. Number 93, you want to work on SEO, your search engine optimization. So take advantage of some of those organic searches. Number 94, you want to know your competition. You know, what is your competition doing? Or if somebody's doing something similar to you, what are they blogging about, video about? What are they, what do you have that makes you unique that people would be attracted to, that your ideal prospect would be attracted to? Again, separating yourself out for that unique selling proposition, but know your competition. Number 95, conduct surveys and have people give you feedback. Really great way, if you don't have an ask database yet, do surveys, whether it's on your social media site where your ideal prospects hang out, conduct surveys and ask for feedback or ask them what their most important frustration is and categorize it and write about it. Number 96, improve your website. Remember to make it easy for people to do business with you. One of the key things that I was interviewed on a radio show recently, and she said, you really are the systems guru. I said, make it easy for people to do business with you. She said, oh my gosh, you even have start here on your website. Yes, I do. So there's no mistake what the first step is in doing business with me. And that when people come visit, they're going to go start here, and it's going to give them the free ebook, it's going to give them free training videos, so that it walks them through the sales flow, and they get lots of value in their very first visit. So take a look at your website, everyone. I'm always changing my website. Number 97, use catchy headlines. Whether that's headlines in your articles, whether that's headlines in your talks, or your speeches that you give, or even your webinars, teleseminars, you want to be able to attract your ideal prospects. So, you know, if I said, webinar on sealing the deal or closing on sales, okay, well, that's kind of boring. All right, I'm going to close on sales. But if I said I'm going to have a webinar on sealing the deal 98% of the time, that has much more appeal. So make sure that whether you're writing, whether you're speaking, that your headlines are catchy so that you do attract your ideal prospects. Number 98, if somebody doesn't know about you, they can't be attracted, you won't attract them. So make sure that you write press releases. Press releases for a new product launch, a new website, a new teleseminar, a webinar. Writing those press releases are really important to getting more publicity and attracting your ideal prospects. Number 99, streamline your internal processes. Now, why is this important? Because you want to make sure that your internal processes are up to par so that as people come through your sales flow, you know what they're converting into, what they're not, and it's also a really great way of monetizing. So for example, at some point in your process, maybe your lead generation process, you do make an offer for them to upsell or they purchase something along the way. Okay, as you're cultivating the relationship with them, give them an opportunity to step up. Give them an opportunity to make an offer that they might be interested in. If you like this free training, you might be interested in this. It's not only a way to streamline your internal process, but a way to monetize it. So there might be ways, as you're looking at streamlining your internal processes, to also monetize them. 100. You want to engage your prospects on social media or your blog by putting out questions. This is a great way to attract your ideal prospects. So you might want to say, what's your biggest frustration for this? What has been your most creative way to do this? Fill in the blank. The greatest way I've gotten a client is this, or whatever your subject matter is or your area of genius is. But put out a question and start engaging them on social media. On the 101 way to attract your ideal, your exact right prospect is to speak to professional organizations whose members are your ideal clients. Not only do you want to hang out in those places, but you also want to speak at those places. So that's really important, not only for networking, but as a speaker, if you're using speaker as part of your marketing mix or you are a professional speaker, that's going to be really important for you to be able to get out there in front of professional organizations or summits or places where your ideal prospects are going to be to exponentially increase your chances of converting them. And once you're there, you can convert them by doing drawing and getting them to your e-zine. So I know I blasted through those and I went over time and I apologize for going over time, but I just wanted to be able to give you all of those ideas, and I know they're probably swimming in your head. You'll probably need to listen to this a couple times or come back to it just to generate some more ideas for you. But this is going to be one of those CDs for those of you that are elite members to listen to over and over and over again, because these are really evergreen ideas that we have here today. And some of them were similar, but you'll notice they were also different elements of speaking too, like the speaking one that I gave, for example. So thank you so much for being here today. And of course, if any of you have any questions about today's Business Accelerator call, please email them to info@accelerateassociates.com, and we will cover them in the Q&A session, which is the fourth Tuesday of this month. And of course, if you have any other ideas that we can add to the 101 ways to attract exactly your right prospects, send them in. Send them in to info@accelerateassociates.com, and I will go ahead and maybe do this again. Maybe by that time it'll be 201 ways to attract your ideal right prospects. So happy to share those with the community. So thank you again for coming today, and thank you so much for your patience. I know a lot of you are still on the phone, so I so appreciate that, even though we went over the time today. So thank you so much, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.